This is Five Things About Jim Kirk, a Star Trek reboot comment fic written by Katri and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Jim Bones. 1. Jim Kirk is not a victim. He is a survivor. It's what he does best. The things he saw on Tarsus IV, well, a lot of them anyway, are a matter of record. The things he saw at home, though, well, Sam knows. And Bones, too, a little bit. He doesn't like talking about it, though, any of it. But he doesn't lock it away. He just accepts it, and promises himself that he'll never let anyone else go through the things he did. Not if he can stop it. 2. He hasn't slept with half as many people as everyone likes to think. He likes a good time, yeah, but he also likes a lot of other things, too. He's read more books than almost anyone he knows. Their first year on the Enterprise, Spock is frequently astonished at the number of Terran, Andorian, Klingon, and yes, even Vulcan classics Kirk can draw on at will. He likes playing tri-dimensional chess and basketball. He enjoys listening to music, and actually has a guitar that he can strum with skill. But most of all, he enjoys being with a group of people. On the Enterprise, he'll usually share meals with Bones or Spock or both, but he'll often frequently play host for movie night in the rec room, too, and sit side by side with the rank and file. To the amusement and sometimes dismay of the admin corps, he will also be among the first to throw popcorn at the screen when a popular film selection turns out to be not so popular. 3. He comms Admiral Pike on a regular basis. When Uhura connected them at first, she thought it was because Jim was asking for advice on captaining a ship. Though, to be fair, he didn't seem to need as much help as she would have thought he did. It's when Kirk is sick with Rigelian flu, and Pike calls looking concerned, that she realizes that the two men think of one another as family. 4. Everyone knew that he and McCoy were joined at the hip throughout the Academy, but it's not until the senior staff are putting together the mission briefs on the return to Earth, when Spock asks McCoy why he had given Kirk a mud flea vaccination, and they both look a little guilty, that people start to suspect there's something more. When the mission starts, and it soon enough becomes common knowledge that the two share breakfast together almost every day, and later, when it becomes clear that the doctor's quarters are scarcely used, some people blink in surprise. And afterwards, everyone agrees that they were pretty blind to have not seen it in the first place. 5. Jim is haunted by the half-memories of another Kirk. The other Jim Kirk did great things, but he was also lost for decades in a dream of his own making, only to die without his friends at the side of a strange captain from another century. Jim thinks he can do great things too, like his father did, but he's going to do them all with Bones, if Bones will let him. He explains this to Bones one night, and the man just shakes his head and says, "You damn fool, you're worrying about shadows on a cave wall. We're what's real now." And then he kisses him, and Jim relaxes, because while all that might have happened in another world, he is in this one, and he's fine with that. The end.